Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news. I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, Colombe Sportif of Jan Lobo won Aigle Royale of Menwa 0. That is the score of the finals of the Football Cup of Cameroon today, putting an end to the 2024 sports season. The sporting events at the Amadou Ahidjo Municipal Stadium in Yaoundé that brought together thousands of fans from both teams was presided at by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gote, on instruction from President Paul Biya. Out of the country, at least 148 people have died and more than 100 injured as a result of major floods and landslides in Nepal across the Himalayan nation. Police reports say those are our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. Colombe of Jan Lobo have won the 2024 edition of the Football Cup of Cameroon after subduing Aigle of Menwa 1-0 today in Yaoundé. The game was played in the presence of the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gote, who represented President Paul Biya at a ceremony marking the end of the 2024 sports season. Our star building correspondent, Christian Che Atom, highlights the Prime Minister's presence in the closing ceremony of the 2024 sports season.
The closing jamboree of the 2024 sports season was total communion between the executive and the sports-loving public.
Excellence, Monsieur le Premier Ministre, chef du gouvernement, représentant personnel du chef de l'État, le mouvement sportif national vous souhaite une chaleureuse bienvenue au Stade Omnisports de Yaoundé à l'occasion de la cérémonie de clôture de la saison sportive 2024.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
The maximum capacity crowd of the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium rose like one man to join the PM salute the national colors before the event. The army was in tandem with the national sports movement as the representative of the president, Prime Minister Joseph Dion Gote, inspected the guard of honor. Handshakes with the presidents of the different sports federations and installation at the honors tribune of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium, and it was time for the cultural display. The hard-earned 1-0 victory of Colombe Sportif was the plat de résistance of the closing of the 2024 sports season.
We've just witnessed a very beautiful match. First of all, I would like to congratulate on behalf of the head of state all those who have organized this wonderful event, the Ministry of Sports and Physical Education, FECAFOOT, and all the other parties that joined forces to organize this. Obviously, there can only be one winner, and Colombe of Jai Lobo won, but I think Aigle of Menwa also did very well. So it's a very beautiful day.
A match followed by the award of trophies to the champions of the different sports federations for 2024. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Omnisports Stadium.
Colombe Sportif of Jan Lobo have won their first trophy of the Football Cup of Cameroon after defeating Aigle Royale of Menwa 1-0 this afternoon in the final at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. Striker Boris Ekoto of Colombe scored in the lone goal in the 10th minute of the match that was also part of the ceremony that crowned the sports season in Cameroon this year. Ben Collis Nyeberwa with the details.
In the thrilling finale, Colombe Sportif of the Jan Lobo secured the first ever Cup of Cameroon trophy, defeating Aigle Royale of the Menwa 1-0. The South Region outfit began the match with unwavering determination, which paid dividends. In the 10th minute, striker Boris Ekoto expertly converted Ivan Vondo's pass, leaving goalkeeper Frank Derek Kombobilu helpless. Aigle Royale's attempts to equalize were thwarted by Colombe's stalwart goalkeeper, Idriss Mfo, who made crucial saves throughout the match. As the 90-minute mark approached, the packed stadium erupted in frenzy of the excitement, with Colombe Sportif's fans celebrating the team's triumphant victory. The electric atmosphere was palpable, culminating in a spectacular conclusion to Cameroon's sports season. The ceremony, graced by the Prime Minister representing the head of state Paul Biya, saw Colombe's captain Randy Kwala received the coveted trophy. This victory marked the culmination of an extraordinary campaign mirroring the success of 53 other sports federations in Cameroon. The sports federations whose victors received the trophies from the hands of the head of state's representative, Prime Minister Joseph Diangoute, Guy Joël Noir, Ben Collins Nyaiberiwo, CLTV News, the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé.
Supporters of Colombe Sportivo Jan Lobo are still in celebration after the team defeated Aigle Royal of Minwa by 1-0 this evening, thereby winning the Cup of Cameroon for the first time. The fans of the Doves from the south cheered their team to victory at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium with pride. Harrison Ashotiko reports.
The wait for over 60 years to lift the Cup of Cameroon trophy is over for supporters of Colombe Sportive of Jan Lobo following their 1-0 win over Aigle Royal of the Menwa in this Sunday's Cup of Cameroon final. The fans could not hide their joy when the referee blew the final whistle.
Michel Mvutu, Colombe is champion.
I'm impressed by Colombe Sportive. The mobilization, first of all, from Colombe is massive. And then the way they are playing, so I think it's very impressive.
Even though Aigle Royal of the Menwa were beaten, the beautiful football displayed by the two teams who gave in their all in the encounter left the thousands of supporters at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium satisfied as they returned to their homes peacefully.
This one is far more better than the ambience of last time. We see fans of Aigle and fans of Colombe. They have served us to a sea of colors.
Ivan Bongo Olama, who gave the assist to goal scorer Boris Ekoto, was the man of the match, and he backed home the sum of 2 million francs CFA. Guy Joël Noir, Harrison Ashu, live at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
In the meantime, fans of Aigle Royal of Minwa have remained serene after losing their third Cup of Cameroon final. They have, however, promised to come back stronger next year. Governor Awa Funke Augustine, who led the fans from the West Region, shares his views with Ben Collins Nyaiberiwo. Take a listen.
We came very optimistic to make it, but it wasn't the case. The players did their best, but it wasn't good enough. They played. From the beginning, I think they were a little bit timid. Towards the end of the match, that it dawned on them that they could make it, but it was late. Colombe merited the victory. I think they had the 12 players behind them. They were very mobilized. The whole south on the field, I think they covered 3/4 of the stadium, which was something positive and in their favor. They played equally well. And I think since one team had to make it, they made it. I think next time a team from the West will bounce back, like last year, to grab the trophy.
Away from sports, on the heels of the World Rabies Day, over 50 dogs have been vaccinated against rabies at the Littoral Regional Delegation for Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries. This is to protect them from rabies as part of activities of the World Rabies Day observed yesterday, September 28. It was coordinated by the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock, Victor Viban, who held talks with veterinarians, owners and breeders of dogs on ways to continuously fight against this disease. Madam Kwele Bezate tells us more.
After 168 persons are recorded to have been bitten by dogs this year, it was necessary for officials of livestock to launch a free vaccination campaign against rabies to mark the 18th edition of World Rabies Day. More than 50 dogs and other pets were brought to the Littoral Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries in Douala to be vaccinated against this disease, which officials say is caused by a virus and very dangerous if neglected. Dr. Victor Viban is the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock.
A dog bite should be taken as a suspected case. Once the symptoms appear in a human being, it is always too late. There's nothing we can do anymore. Usually, the person ends by dying.
The delegate and collaborators raised awareness on the theme, Breaking Boundaries of Rabies, with emphasis on what individuals must do when bitten by an infected dog or other pet.
Those who have dogs, you are legally responsible for your dog. You have to take care of it medically, doing the appropriate vaccines, nutritionally. And if your dog bites somebody, you have to take that person to health center where the person is giving the appropriate protocol that protects it.
The free vaccination campaign against rabies is on course in all 34 subdivisions of the Littoral region. Madam Kwele Beza, TSC, RTV News, Douala.
In more news, thousands of children, mostly from vulnerable families in Jimom subdivision, have received school supplies. The team of the Back to School Campaign Initiative, led by the CPDM Northwest Section President Mama Sunjat Fit, crisscrossed 14 villages that make up the municipality to provide assistance to this category of children. The campaign rounded off this weekend in Manki, as Calvin Nembo reports.
They have this burning desire to champion the promotion of peace so that Cameroonians can feel at home anywhere they are. For 1 month, some youths in Fumbot, regrubbed under an association dubbed Moka Mosaic du Cameroun, crisscrossed villages across the subdivision to raise awareness on the need for Cameroonians to live together as one people, irrespective of their political ideologies, religious belief, or ethnicity. To cement the unity of the populations of the cosmopolitan town, they organized a peace caravan and a football tournament. It brought together hundreds of people. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Fumbot.
That was rather a report by Kelvin Nembu on the youths of Fumbot, who are very committed to promoting peace and living together between indigenous and non-indigenous population. Didactic material have been handed to some kids from 14 villages in the Olangina subdivision of the Central Region in a bid to encourage performance. The donation by a female association known as the Dynamic Ladies of Asamba, or better still, Farm Dynamic Dasamba, took place at the council hall in the presence of the mayor of Olangina, Didier Bikola. Gislen Kwa reports from CRTV Center.
The women were simply overwhelmed with joy following the gesture by Association Farm Dynamic, who generously donated bags, books, and other school needs. The president of the association, Yolan Bikula, said the move is intended to assist parents and promote literacy in the locality.
We, the women of Olangina, we are very happy for this gesture.
The ceremony was preceded by the association's general assembly in prelude to the Rural Women's Day. Dian Akudu Nkodo, a member of the association's executive, explains.
This assembly was to discuss how to organize the Rural Women Day in Asamba. So we resolved to organize some activities to train our women.
The initiative to encourage academic excellence in the area was appreciated by the authorities. Didier Bikula is the mayor of Olangina.
It's a very, very good initiative. In this area, we need to have this kind of association which could help municipality in order to support education, in order to help women to be autonomous.
Created some 2 years ago, the association has developed and now has branches in 14 villages out of the 17 in the Olangina subdivision. Gislen Kua, CRTV News Center.
We remain in education, where some 123 candidates in Peter Banjul in the West Region, who were outstanding in the 2024 session of the baccalaureate and the GC examinations, have been offered financial assistance to pursue higher education studies. The initiative of the Member of Parliament for the Kunki, the Honorable Albert Quinche, was chaired by the Governor of the West Region, our Funke Augustine. Kinga Angela Pa with the details.
The 12th edition of the Academic Excellence in Pete Banjun saw two special Photso Victor scholarships worth 250,000 francs each awarded to the two best students in the baccalaureate exam and 122 other scholarships ranging from 60 to 200,000 francs. According to the promoter, Honorable Albert Quinchi, this routine activity falls in line with the efforts of the government to promote quality education.
I encourage them to continue as they have done this year. I'm sure that tomorrow they will be the good and great Cameroonians.
These multiple actions in favor of promoting education have been described by the governor of the West Region, Awafonka Augustine, as an example of true patriotism.
His generosity is beyond bounds. We can only express our gratitude to him and that he continues on this good footing so that the youths of the region can continue to excel.
This celebration of academic excellence serves as a renewed confidence of the elite to continue to accompany the education of youth as a foundation of development. Kinge Angela Pa, CRTV News, Banjul.
In the Southwest region, close to 100 municipal police agents representing 10 councils across Cameroon have completed their training at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, with a call to defend the image of their profession, which has over time been given a bad reputation. The ceremony in Boya was marked by the award of end-of-course attestations. It took place in the presence of the Director General of NASLA and council officials, amongst other personalities. Humble Susie Monjua tells us more.
There are 98 men and women who have successfully completed 3 months of intensive training at the National School of Local Administration in all aspects of municipal policing. They have been able to demonstrate their proficiency in the areas of public freedoms, civil protection, civic education and self-defense, among others, and now ready to be of service to the population in their different municipalities.
I really feel great after completing this course. They have really given us the basic skills that the municipal police agent really needs in the field to operate correctly.
Bruno Bandefon, municipal police agent from Kumba City Council. Coming here, we've had a different view, a different approach. Municipal police now is to have a good relationship between the population and other stakeholders.
Drawn from 10 councils across Cameroon, they are expected to henceforth rebrand the image of municipal police agents in the country. Tanyi Tikubaye is the Director General of NASLA.
We expect them to be aware of their responsibility. The reputation of municipal police depends on them. We are trying to engage in a movement to salvage the reputation of municipal police. It starts by this first batch of trainees.
The second contingent of trainees is expected at NASLA in the weeks ahead. Humbo Susie Munchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
On to religion. Christians of the Epesisian parish of Cité Sikindwala have been encouraged to continue spreading God's word in unity and love. This was at the close of a one-week activity dubbed Evangelization and Development Week. It was organized by the Christian Men's Association of the Eglise Presbyterian Cameroonians, APC. Cynthia Etim completes that story.
Is well that ends well as Christians of the Eglise Presbyterian Cameroonese Sion Parish magnify God for the success of a week-long activities which dwelled on conferences and charitable acts to the less privileged in and out of the church. Activities spearheaded by the Christian Men's Association of the APC. Eli Mbwafuri is the national president of the association.
Évaluer ce que les responsables ont pu faire.
What church leaders have done so far this year. We had Bible studies and made projections on the smooth run of our activities.
Prendre les activités.
Drawing inspiration from the book of Joshua, chapter 19, verses 1 to 19, the officiating man of God, Reverend Dr. Jean-Claude Biboum, called on the worshippers to be guarded against detractors.
J'ai interpellé les fidèles d'être
I've urged them to remain vigilant because there are people in the church whose mission is to mislead others from believing and doing God's work.
La volonté de Dieu puisse être déroutée.
A move geared towards strengthening faith in God and among Christians for lasting peace to reign in their hearts, the church and the country at large. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
Out of the country, Major floods and landslides in Nepal have killed at least 148 people and injured more than 100 across the Himalayan nation, police report says. They say more than 50 people are still missing on Sunday after 2 days of intense rainfall, which has inundated the valley around the capital, Kathmandu. About 3,600 people have been rescued. Residents say they jumped from one roof to another to escape rising waters, which have flooded thousands of homes. Meanwhile, crews are still carrying out rescues on helicopters and inflatable rafts. And with that, we put a cap in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that Colombe Sportif of Jan Lobo won, Aigle Royale of Minua 0. That's the score of the finals of the Cup of Cameroon today, putting an end to the 2024 sports season. The sporting events at the Amadou Ahidjo Obispo Stadium in Yaoundé that brought together thousands of fans from both teams were presided over by the minister, by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Joseph Young Gute, on instructions from President Paul Biya. And out of the country, at least 148 people have died and more than 100 injured as a result of major floods and landslides in Nepal across the Himalayan nation, police report says. That's the end of the news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.